Wagwan guys, welcome to another sportscast episode. Na leo tuko na wazio kutoka huko mwisho, tuko na my regular guy Kiragu, alafu amefuatwa na mse wa football digest.
Yes sir.
Anaitwa Nyash.
Yo yo. Get used to it.
And finally, our final guest from 1-2 TV called Zoom. Wenzaambia ni timu gani mna support before tuanze?
Well, I think his is pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Unajua labda ni gift alipewa.
Yo, if it was a gift, I'm not supporting Arsenal. Sijui kwa nini naweza. Oh wait, naweza because they are top of the table.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan, of course, donning the best kit for this season. Don't care what I say. Niko na Kai Havertz kwa mgongo. If you got any questions, ask me after this.
Wallahi.
Yeah.
Let me see.
20 freaking 9.
Better than Dominic Szoboszlai and Mason Mount.
You know it.
Dominic kwanza ni msewa kusmile. What about you?
I'm an Arsenal fan as well. I don't know if you lipanga hivi on purpose.
Same hivyo.
I'm a massive Arsenal fan. I'm the biggest Arsenal fan. This guy is a close third. Second?
Yeah. Close to what?
Second. Second biggest Arsenal fan in Kenya.
After who?
I mean,
come on now.
But I know you're getting used to the top of the table, but I'm still top on that sense. So, no worries, yeah.
I got to give it up to Jonito, man. He got the best Arsenal fans he can in Nairobi.
That's facts, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better. Actually.
Wow. No, it doesn't get any better.
But we'll come
no,
to
it. No, it doesn't.
We'll come
it,
to
doesn't.
It doesn't.
Who's better between you two?
Yeah. Oh, that?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, how was your week, guys?
A bit cold. Najua hapa Nairobi kuna joto kidogo.
Bana.
But, you know, when you're flying at our heights,
yep,
the altitude gets a bit, the air gets thinner, it gets a bit colder, top of the table, looking nice and pretty.
Absolutely.
Perched up right there.
The views are fantastic.
So I don't want to hear too much noise from guys with negative goal difference.
Yeah.
Pardon me, negative.
Negative one is zero.
Because zero.
Oh, neutral. Yeah. Neutral goal difference. Mr. Aki.
Sina Luton tuko hivi.
Mashallah. Well done, guys.
Look, wait, you're not at the same level with Luton.
No. Yeah,
Luton have scored more than you guys.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. I'm going the same level. Mko chini ya Luton.
Check. Bora tuko neutral.
But weekend liko na feel kuna baridi pia on my end. Liko na dhani mimi ni by Cole Palmer, you know.
Oh, because it's cold.
Yeah. Because Liverpool is schooled those guys, man.
You're happy?
Did you actually school them?
We schooled them.
They schooled them at Jurgen Klopp's own game. Mambo ya transition, gegenpress, na stilini, I think they did.
Bruno alikuwa anacheza CB.
And alikuwa anacheza left back.
I can't get enough of this shit.
Finally, you have someone who's worthy of the name, Roberto Carlos. Silo Luxo Yenu.
But then,
Anthony came on, changed the game from right wing, and then he went across to left back.
Zoom, as much as we're gassing these buggers, let's not go there, man.
To
Siende ati Anthony and Roberto Carlos.
Yende. You know
what? The props,
in Asia next week, bro. Next week, simnapatana nanan?
Bro.
Does it matter who they meet?
It doesn't matter who it is.
I don't know. It could be Bournemouth. Badum na chapo.
Who is it?
Solanke.
10-0 to who? Bournemouth.
So, but no, I really enjoyed that game.
It was a good game.
For sure.
It was a really good game, and it was exactly the kind of L that you want Liverpool to take.
Yeah.
Because if they'd won it at that last minute, wangekariyo moral hadi after the international break.
Yeah.
Hadi kwa ligi.
Hadi kwa ligi, hadi kwa Europa League.
Yeah.
But now, for them to have lost it in that way, where Klopp was being arrogant, akatoa maplayers wake wakubwa.
Alafu unajua ni which way? Unakubali Antonio akufunge na right foot. Unajua right foot yake inakonga dead. That's a dead leg.
Your club, man.
It's a very, very, very sad.
Controlling that guy because he was spinning. You really spin akafunga na
right. Right.
Who concedes?
Anaitumianga tu kutoka kwa kitanda.
Honestly. And then so he makes those subs.
Yeah.
Sawa.
Uh-huh.
Alafu they try and play this possession-based game. Mm-hmm. They don't have the tools, the facilities for that. So, you put on some runners with Amad Diallo, Anthony, Nini. Yeah. And 2-2. they go 3-2. I love my bows down in my deflections.
But Onana was there for that game, eh?
Hey, bro, he was on.
But
at passing
24 Onana.
Passing yake ilikuwa
a very improved person.
But I love that game because
24 PL ilikuwa AFCON. So tulikuwa AFCON 2024.
Okay, after.
Sawa,
post AFCON Onana.
Post AFCON Onana. But I love that game because as a neutral, I absolutely enjoyed the suffering from the two sets of fans. Like they suffered throughout the game.
For sure.
Like United kwanza wanafunga fast, so Liverpool are like, what the hell? But United fans are getting excited, but you're like, we are used to this shit. You guys scoring fast. And then I love when I go according to plan, they actually concede two before halftime. So when the halftime we go 2-1 down, I'm like, this is it. So they are devastated. When I come back and then I'm like, game nataka penalties, man. See, we equalize two, man. When I equalize the
like you were like at a neutral. You were like at a neutral at a tennis match. Unaangalia hivi.
Yeah, like you go too easy.
Bro, sijui kama it is a game inaitwa free cell. Unaonanga kuna kwa na decks hapo hivyo juu ukisongesha mouse ako ka king kana tani vikichwa. Ukisongesha tena kana tani basi ilikuwa hiyo.
Yeah, it was
lovely. I love now for Liverpool to have lost that way. I love what I kwambia. Yeah, no, you know. It was last minute. It was bad luck. Mm-hmm. It was a counter-attack. Harvey Elliott made a mistake. You can say all those things, but in the running, that shit's not going to count for nothing.
Come on.
It's going to be a massive, massive red flag, in my opinion. Like a negative that people are going to sit down with. Harvey Elliott's not playing for England, is he? And
then they'll
have the under-21s.
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, these are players who get to travel away. But then there's players who are going to chill on that. Jurgen Klopp is going to chill on that, L. To lose in that way when you were leading, you led three times.
Bana!
With all due respect, ule mzee tu aende mtabila trophy, jo.
Akona Carabao.
Akashachukua. But,
msawa, Carabao si kubwa.
It's a small car.
As former Carabao. Yoni
mshande ya Harvey Elliott, ya 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
I last.
But also, by the way, kumbuka, that final goal by Manchester United, unakumbuka ile counter-attack ya Liverpool against Arsenal?
Yes.
And they could not score. Mm. The aura of Declan Rice was too huge. They could not get past that. So
one against all. What was the phrase on the ad? One for all.
Yeah.
But that inspired Diogo Dalot to have his own moments against the counterattack with about, I think, four. Diogo Dalot and someone else. Who was it? You guys protected yourselves from a counterattack. It was Diogo Dalot and someone else versus four or five Liverpool players.
Oh. I think it was Lindelof.
Yeah. I want you guys to talk about Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Come on.
The guy has been so down, has been suffering from injuries.
Yeah.
Each and every time he's getting a call up from the coach, low power performances and everything. But the moment he was called to play that game for Liverpool, bro.
I don't think he was losing the ball.
No,
I think he was very inspired by Erik ten Hag.
Yeah.
Inspired by Mikel Arteta.
Mikel.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. He's playing at home, right?
Yeah.
He put a right-footed right back against Mo Salah to mark Mo Salah out of the game.
And he did so. It worked out well.
Takehiro Tumiasu last season.
Yeah.
To meet trainer Lindelof.
Lindelof did it. But Lindelof, because he's not as good a tackler as Aaron Wan-Bissaka and Tomiyasu. Yeah. But for the most part, Aaron Wan-Bissaka had a really good game.
Yeah, he pocketed Salah.
Not just pocketed Salah, but even going forward.
He's a tata one, too.
It was very good.
But you saw also like Liverpool on that, its left hand side. Mo Salah does not help defensively. Yeah. So whoever is left back, Mazi, Ako exposed against two United players. Yeah. So it's a tough one.
Even if it's against Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
By then, you have advantage. Ina
kwa raisi bana. Wan-Bissaka sana mtu akusumbua mtu kweli.
But overall, I think you guys...
Ebu, piga simu ulize Salah usikie. Piga simu ulize Salah.
Kirago, do you agree? Yeah. Do you agree that Erik ten Hag said this could be a turning point for your season?
Not really.
I also don't think so. On my end,
not really, because that's how Manu is. We have some motivation. We play some games. We are up and down each and every time. It's a wave of games.
Yeah.
Times you're high, we play with high energy. Because actually, Manchester, we always start our games with very high energy. Composed, attacking. Kifika dakika ya 20.
Fwe.
No. Kuisha. I don't know what's happening with the energy that we have.
Maybe it's because he didn't send them to the Netherlands for boot camp.
Sancho.
Sancho just got man of the match in a Champions League knockout
Sancho
game.
Kwa fluke,
when they're beating out
Sancho kwa fluke.
PSV.
PSV.
Yeah.
Kwa fluke.
Ni mnacheza na nani Champions League? Every time you see your manager, sawa, anauliza swali kwa press conference, and for some reason he goes back in time. Unajua kama that's a Raven. Wakumbuka that's a Raven.
Yeah.
Just a vision. And then he just remembers Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah.
Dalo akitumwa tumwa. Why does he keep mentioning us, bro? Why can't he keep Arsenal out of his goddamn mouth?
That thing really gets me frustrated, like pissed
off. Yeah, why is he so upset?
He has done like three times.
Mariah Carey, bro.
Mind games.
Mind games, gani?
Against who? Akili kidogo.
No, he was actually asked, like, if he thinks that the win against Liverpool give them a bounce.
Yes.
Then he goes back to September. Like, you
six
know, the way
months
the,
ago, bro.
They
lost
against Arsenal,
if
we'd have
ago.
Won, we'd have done da 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 da.
Why? Right. Like, how? No, honestly, as a man.
Uh-huh.
So, as a man, when you see some weak shit like that, how does that make you feel?
Mbona umenieka kwa spotlight? Mbona
mimi hata sijaacha mata?
Jibu swali.
Tumeanza shows if you are on.
Unajua niaje?
Juu yako, I don't know.
Unajua niaje?
Yeah. Niaje.
Ukisoma history.
Ukisoma
history. Yeah. Ukisoma history.
Let me help. No, which subject?
Ukirudi kitambo, unasikianga kuna Nelson Mandela. Bro, au ni greats. So pia si tuna review greats.
Tunaangalia
greats.
So Jesus.
Ati?
Garnacho offside. Ati ni kukorekti kidogo tu. Sana tupeana.
Suskie. Nafika kwa point yangu, bado kwanza maliza.
Unajua?
Nilikuwa nafika kwa point yangu.
Una review the greats, tuendelee kutoka hapo.
Ah, acha kwanza Johnny tuendelee. Mimi narudi.
We'll narudi.
Acha kwanza Johnny tuendelee.
Ndio nitaje Arsenal, unajua nataka kuwa distract kidogo as media. Unaona?
Distract us in what way? You're not even a target.
You guys, the media.
Oh yeah.
Sisi unajua Ten Hag guys fanya kaa Klopp at I don't want to answer your questions. Alafu akamshaga kaenda. You have to be
kamshaga.
Eh, sali, ukoona?
Yeah, I didn't want to...
Oh, see.
I don't think that's what he meant, bro. Also, I still haven't broken my fast, bro.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
Bad manners.
My apologies.
Not those ones, specifically.
My apologies.
Akozile, lazima, at each and every time, ukwe... Ataka si tactically correct, lazima uwa distract kidogo.
So, deflection?
Bro.
Yeah.
Even so though all you doing is
deflect. Kujibu swali yenye unauliza una deflect.
Juu akihepa ama akiambia yeye banze stay stories zenu.
I don't think Kirago also agrees with yours.
Should we go back to the history?
Even
though Tenaga akipigwa anaweza endi kwa Pep ya 2009.
Amwambia nini?
Nasema kwa media akiuliza
hizo
swali.
Ata
deflect.
Let's just say this bugger has done like the worst.
Can I say,
but he's our avatar.
What? He's your avatar.
Come on.
Erik ten Hag. Sal, no worries. Listen. My issue is, right?
Uh-huh.
When I listen to Klopp, when he's not busy abusing overweight people, like, I like the way that he speaks with confidence. When I listen to Pep, you know, He's saying something when he's defending all those 115 charges. Anasema na maana, you get. When I listen to Arteta, when he's defending his team, he says it with a thought process. He doesn't just go back to default settings and a reset factory settings. You know, because that's what he did. He went back to 2023. Why is he going all the way back? All the way till 2023 September. That was the fourth game.
Yeah, 7 months ago.
He even mentioned it in the press conference. He's saying, was that game week four? Bro! You're saying it's game week four. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And for me as a player, like, I just feel like that's very weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a good deflection. It just represents some sort of like inferiority complex or some delusion that if something happened back then, it would have had a cataclysmic and reverberating effect towards the rest of the season. That's the ripple effect. Tunarudi hadi hapa, now then it creates waves. It's not like if you guys had beaten us or gotten a point, you would have been in a title race right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I think for me, what exasperates me about that is, like, between that point and now, they have collected so many L's. So you can't say, like, it's that one point in time. Like, that's the only game
you guys have,
like,
11
there's
L's.
There's so many games in between.
11 so, L's in the
You can't always be
alone.
Going back to that
11 L's in the Premier League alone. how many was it in the Champions League, and how many goals conceded? You know, like, if you want to paper over the cracks because of a Garnacho offside, that you
he's definitely
Onana would have saved those things against Bayern Munich.
But you were saying it was honest, a turning point for us.
That's
what you were saying.
Like, that game was a turning point.
Because after that,
no, like, before that, were you winning games?
Saying it would have been. Yeah. Saying it would have been.
Nah, come on, man. I really
disagree. It's weak. It's so weak.
But I don't even think the win against Liverpool will give you a bounce, because you guys are so unpredictable.
Yeah. It won't. Like, how many false dawns have you guys had?
Manchester United fan, I'm not so much confident.
How many false dawns have you guys had this season?
A lot.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Many.
This season, bro.
Actually, you know, Onana is about to hit 100 goals conceded.
He hasn't already?
He hasn't yet.
Or in career.
Oh.
No, like, this season.
This season. This season, bro. This season.
Yeah, this season.
They're super close.
They're conceding for fun.
But imagine, he's among the top three, among the top seven.
Clean sheets. That's because he's exposed.
Exactly.
He's exposed.
A lot of shots.
Clean sheets. He has seven clean sheets.
He should be paid over. He can't afford Daringham. The same what's up. Like, they are facing a lot of shots.
Seven clean sheets.
Seven?
Yeah. Not seven.
Must be like four or fifth.
Against the top six sides, he's kept one clean sheet, Liverpool. That's it.
Because he's like nil-nil.
That's the only clean sheet. So the rest is...
Akina Luton. Wait, that's a Luton.
Klopp and Mepiganani. Klopp and Mepiganani top six this season.
By the way, acho kwanza tujibu yo swali. Mepiganani top six.
Chelsea.
That's a top six side.
I'm going to say about top six, Gani.
Are you saying current top six or the traditional top six?
Yeah.
Because Klopp, in that sense, has beaten Aston Villa. Right? He's beaten Aston Villa.
Yes, he has.
He's... that's it. Actually,
Aston Villa. Because that's just pass.
So either way, traditional or... I mean, Chapa 2, Aston Villa. That's sad.
So you listen about Arsenal?
Ask. Aziz.
You want to ask about...
Imagine to talk up if you have
to show. I want to take you to EPL. I want to take you guys to UCL.
Correct.
UCL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. I want to know.
Let's go.
I love vision is
because we're looking good as well.
How Delulu is whom? How Delulu is my guy Nash?
How Delulu.
Nah, listen.
How Delulu?
I'm so
we want to come back against him.
The Deruru meter will have to be fixed by a mechanic right now. Bring a technician. By the time we're done talking, you guys will be sick of us.
You can start
sour.
Thomas Muller, by the way, has children as old as Kiragu.
Hey, yo.
He's so past it to Nogopa Nani.
Aye, only grandfather.
Wow. Think about it. Harry Kane, by the way, watu wanasema tumogope. Tuogope nini? Yo pena moja atafunga across two games.
Yo.
Unajua hizo stats zenyako nazo amepitadi, I guess amepita Shiera.
No,
this season.
Good for him. Bundesliga, good for him.
This season. He has the most goals.
Yeah, most goals. Most goals scored in a debut season. He's supposed to have four hat-tricks. But he only has three.
But unajua Bundesliga yo ruli yao.
Yeah, but the fourth one was scored. Those hat-tricks were scored. That hat-trick rather was scored in a way where there were scorers in between. And it wasn't in consecutive. And you're supposed to have scored it in one half.
You know, at you, Bundesliga, ukifunga, you have to score it in that half.
And you have to be consecutive goals.
Excuse me?
Consecutive goals. Like that's the Harry Kane. See Harry Kane, Lirosani, Harry Kane.
I'm a hat-trick.
Imagine.
Really
crazy.
Anyway,
fuck is that?
Ndio ligi ya Alonso anabeba.
Ndio maana tunataka game za Kenya, man.
But I love that team iko hiyo ligi ati ndio mnasema itatoa Arsenal kwa Champions League.
No, let's be honest, guys. Let's be honest.
We get it.
We understand. Mm-hmm. We're football fans first and foremost, right? But at the end of the day, guys, like, Bayern Munich is not who they were back then.
Absolutely.
They had Robin. They had Ribery. They had Prime Muller.
Yeah.
David Alaba,
Toni Kroos,
David Alaba,
Manuel Neuer, Prime Manuel Neuer.
Yeah.
These are proper players,
Boateng.
Legendary players. Like in Isasa, who are we really talking about, guys? They have a guy called Pavlovic. That's the first time I've heard of him this
season.
What
the fuck is that?
They have no consistency in their forget the season. They have no consistency in 90 minutes.
But for the past 2 games, control of games. Siju kama mmeona for the past 2 games. No, Bayern no perform.
So, I'm talking
about it's dumb that. If you dumb that,
if you take a look at and Mainz, like Mainz is in the relegation zone.
Guys,
let's be honest.
Unajua kama nzuri history ya Bundesliga.
We've had this side
to fight.
Nash.
Anyway, I've talked about Bayern Munich. You talk about why Arsenal are good.
Okay.
Yeah, Arsenal are good. I mean, if you look at how we've been playing for the last 2 seasons, even the last 3, like there's progress. Mm-hmm. This team is growing. We're scoring more goals now. I mean, we're scoring goals now. We don't even have a striker.
You're having more clean sheets.
It's crazy.
The most.
Yeah, most goals in the league. We have a solid backline now. Like Saliba and Gabriel, it's a proper war.
Best defense in the league.
Yeah, man. Like Ben White, Tuneza Shafuluko, either Tomiyasu on the left back,
but
Timba, whoever, as in.
For some context, also the best defense at home
in Europe.
In Champions League.
Yeah. We are yet to concede, by the way.
Kudos at the Emirates.
So, we're playing well. Our midfield is stronger now because we have Declan Rice, he's cooking.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Of course, Ninda, you mentioned likes of Saka and Martinelli. I don't need to mention that. Add a small spice of black pepper on the fact that there is no away fans for Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Like, that's 60,000 Arsenal
London
fans.
Forever,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds to me like that would be like a 3-0, 4-0 kind of beating, to be honest.
I really
And I'm not even, like, exaggerating.
Fast start, Bayern Munich will be seeing
all over the place.
I've had your takes. Very valid, to be honest. But this is Tuchel.
Tucheliban.
Thomas. Ukiangalia akiwa Chelsea.
Very good.
This guy is so good at tournament. Knockout tournaments.
Bro, UCL Kwanza.
He's so good. Kuna venye alifanya Pepa kainikaji ball. To be honest, akiwa na yo Chelsea.
That's a very good Chelsea side.
Each and every time, wakiface Man City, be it in the EPL, be it in these other knockout tournaments, Sky FA, whatever, alikuwa. It's always gave Pep headache.
I think they faced each other 3 times in that run-in. Akashinda games zote tatu.
Zote.
Including the Champions League final.
But
Guess Abu. Umse, ashakubali Bundesliga ishaenda. Ndoa save maybe his CV because atatoka Bayern
The end of the season.
Atatoka.
Yeah.
Anatoka kutoka na medal.
Ngalia
rani yake. Ngalia rani yake kwa PSG alikuwa finali. After hapo akaenda Chelsea.
Bro.
Angalia tu rani yake.
No.
Usiangalia hata ligi. Angalia tu rani zake za
tona. Let's not go back to him at Chelsea and PSG. Just look at him at Bayern Munich.
Exactly. Angalia tu
group
tournaments.
Mimi
nasema angalia tu tournaments zake.
Angalia group stages. Wale
kimbizwa na this shit.
Wale kimbizwa na Manchester freaking United. Wale kimbiza. I think even Copenhagen gave them a run for their money.
It's Manchester United, man.
Lazio iliwapiga. Lazio wako 9th. Serie A.
Let's be honest. Look at the facts.
Come
guys.
On, man.
Eric Ten Hag's leaky Reds managed to score. How many goals did you guys score against?
Is it 2 or 3?
Two. Three at the Allianz.
Yeah.
2 at the Allianz.
Mm. Yeah.
How much at Old Trafford? 1.
Mulipigwa.
Walipiga zote. Umeenda.
No, you guys are down bad. That's not
but your time to the point.
It was just after meeting Arsenal, you see?
That's fine. Doubt them. Now to counter your point, Tucheliban's record versus Mikel Arteta. Angalia vizuri sasa.
Yeah. Umesema PSG is Chelsea.
PSG Chelsea.
Now look at the two managers.
Stamford Bridge tumeochapa mara mbili. At the Emirates tumeochapa mara mbili. Wow, he has one win. That 2-0 Lukaku won. Wakumbuka?
Oh yeah.
That 2-0 Lukaku won.
Ile slip ya Ngolo Kante ndio Martinelli akaeka.
La, he wasn't even there that time. That's way before.
Yeah. That wasn't
it. Oh, you sleep akua?
That's 2-2. No. That's Bellerin was still playing that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's too long ago.
Adi you can't
remember because Alikuwa PSG.
I think must.
Yeah, so but the guy, this record, does not have a good record against Arteta. Does not have a good record this season with Bayern Munich.
But guys, to be honest, mina feel Adi kam kona confidence e design. I feel like Bayern are going to give a good show.
Yes, they will give a good show as they go out. I don't disagree. They will give a very good show as we knock them out.
Starting at Emirates.
Emirates.
And you see, like,
I guess the ban for the fans.
It's useful. It's useful.
Sana.
It's a big one.
Even then, I don't think that us starting at home first should be seen as a disadvantage, specifically because our young team is completely inexperienced. So having the 12th man will be very useful. Wakianza Champions League game, because they haven't been to the quarterfinal before. This is the first time they're seeing the Bayern Munich badge up alive.
Mm. Yeah.
You get?
Yeah.
The first time they're seeing Joshua Kimmich. Wow, this is the same guy I was using in FIFA, bro. Nah, this guy's 91. I'm just saying, like, Harry Kane, bro. When's the last time you saw Neuer? I've never seen Neuer. The first time seeing Mjama 91 overall. But then to be fair, Wataona Upamecano. Wataona Eric Dyer. Wataona Pavlovich.
Eric Dyer.
Wataona Wataona bro.
Sasha Bowie. Like, who are these man, bro?
Minjai.
Seriously, Kim Minjai.
But Sasha Bowie atananza. Are you injured?
Nani?
Sasha Bowie.
No, he started the but last like game. I was checking the last two games.
I like that bugger.
But yeah, like, there's way more reasons for us to be confident than for us to be afraid.
Ameperform vizuri venye ametoka injury.
It's true. I'm telling you, Bayern, think about it.
We are not saying like Arsenal is going to wipe the floor with Bayern Munich.
But we're going
to
be dominant.
It seems, but we are saying it.
The bottom line here is who goes to the semis? Yeah, that's the bottom line. Can't you pick a 5-1, 4-0, 4-3? Well, konje. That's the whole bottom line. That's what we're saying. Arsenal is going to come out on
top. Think about it. Okay, let's use the only thing that we can actually gauge this Arsenal side with right now. The two best teams that they've played in Europe this season are Liverpool and Man City. The time we played Man City twice this season, we limited them. To Kachapapena, the first one.
Yep.
But then the second one, they were limited to only one shot on target.
Yep.
At the Emirates. That's unheard of. The last time that happened to Pep Guardiola's side, it's during 2018.
Dumbo.
When he just got Kinakolarov, Nasjuinani.
Yeah.
The same thing, by the way. It wasn't a fluke because we did the same thing to Liverpool.
Yeah.
The same thing was done to Liverpool at the Emirates.
They had the lowest XG ever. Like they've ever had.
That was their lowest ever XG.
They have ever had.
In Klopp's era.
Yeah.
As we wrap up for Saudi Arsenal. Nataka tuingie pizi hizi UEFA zingine.
Oh, Junito. Kiasi tu before tu nini. Sitaki kuongezea point ingine. Junajua tutadwell sana. But mi niko na suggestion. Tuko na Zuhuma hapa hivi, tuko na Nyash na tuko na wewe. Budu na chiki venye tumeagiwe hapa hivi sana. I think tunafaa kuenda out to new game.
I would love to. It's a great idea for you guys, because finally you will watch football the way it's meant to be.
Oh, wow. Check. Jonito,
I just think,
you see the way that guy is writing down notes. Because that thing is too small. By the time I'm done with you guys, I'm certified.
Thomas Muller.
Yeah.
Lazima. Kwanza ran kona jezi ya baya mtaani.
Same, my bro.
Hiyo game tutaiona.
Siku tunatuanga.
Iva hiyo day.
Ntaiva.
Kwanza na baya white.
So,
ndio tuone venye mtashainiwa.
Itatoka na matope mingi sana.
Tutawakanya game. Maybe first leg. Second leg.
Honestly, comfortable. I'm going to go with the first leg prediction. First leg, comfortable 3-1. 3-1.
Uh-huh.
Wait, checky. Ikiwa tani yako ndo same. So, like insane, Mamboya. See, you're a United fan, no? He's a United fan, no?
Really?
Yeah, wow. United fan.
Come on.
Wait, Champions
Yamita
League talk.
Yamita, United fan.
Champions
Big
League
up.
Talk.
Come on. Tikoyengi.
This is Champions League talk. Yeah. Hey. See media miyako, bro.
My bro, our time is coming. Our
FA Cup.
Time is coming.
FA Cup.
Time between our camp. What's now?
Yeah, FA Cup. Yeah.
Our time is coming. FA Cup top predictions.
Now fight for top four.
Ukicheza na Coventry. Top
match. No, I will go with...
Kwanza FA tunachukua lakini.
Coventry.
Good for you guys,
man. FA, I agree. Mnachukua
14.
Mnachukua Ranazab Medo. I agree.
Tutawafikia tukichukua.
No.
Kange mkijua, eh? Mkona 14.
We have 14. You guys have 12.
Yeah.
13?
No.
Oh, share Sabui. Okay.
Going to number next season.
Anyway, let's listen to the Champions League prediction. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with
first leg
3-0 win for Arsenal.
3-0 win.
No, like 3-0, 4-1 win.
3-0.
Yeah, 3-0.
Wow. Kwani watu okay. Wa UEFA farm?
Bro,
Harry Kane.
Umesahau tuko na Saliba na Gabriel.
Leroy Sané. Leroy.
Harry Kane.
Kwanza kuja kama mekeo 20 how many games?
Eh, mimi nakwambia hiyo siku nakuja kwanza kani mechuna kiti. I kid you not.
Second leg.
Yes, you can't get your mapesa.
Why are you so passionate
Allianz
about competition you're not even a part of?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's because it's Arsenal,
so
man.
I'm a hater.
It's Arsenal. Mean hater Arsenal, bro.
Oh, I see. Okay,
makes sense why even their manager can't get there, you know.
Okay. Yeah, respect to our club here too. Second leg.
Second leg. Second leg. I'm going to go with a narrow 2-1 Arsenal win.
Okay.
So home and away.
Home and away to Mnawatuanga.
That means what? Aggregate 3-1, 2-1.
It's 5-2.
5-2, yeah. 5-2.
5-2. Nah, you know what? I'll give these jabronis a 2-1 win.
Cabrons.
Alliance.
Yeah, these cabrons. That's your Ashinda 2-1.
Alliance Arena. Oh, yeah. Ashinda 2-1.
Ashinda 2-1. Mm. But at the end of the day, it won't fucking matter. Because they'll be fucking out.
I mean, the semi-final, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
We're meeting Real Madrid. Bring on Vinicius or Haaland.
Zuri, tukona hizi clips.
Na receipt ziko.
Yeah.
Na hadi kuna
witnesses. Ulisema hivi?
Of course.
Itabaki umeitisha rematch kwa FIFA.
Now, but I think the only one unaweza faa kutuuliza yenye maybe unaweza pata kitu ni semi-final. Quarters upati shit, bro.
Real Madrid, Man City.
So, guys are thinking, hold on, I have to pay for something. Can you just, can you pause?
Okay, no problem. Okay, unaweza tupia your review. Wait,
oh,
Madrid City,
I think it's gonna be a cracker. You know what? If I was to choose a team between the two, I would choose Madrid. I feel like that's a weaker team of the two, but I think Man City will come out on top. And I kid you not, like, I think against Man City is gonna be a hard ass game. See what you Man City
Ancelotti lazima ta revenge.
Nah, it's your only man.
Ju, ukiangalia City this season, bro, is compared to last season. There's a way City has been leaky in the defense.
Madrid, for me, I lose much confidence, to be honest. There's nothing I see that makes me
There's a meme I saw. There's a meme I saw. Ilikuwa inasema, tactic ya Real Madrid.
Ni?
Iko based on friendships. But, ya Pep, sijui, high defense, high attack, sijui low nini, hadi kipa na kuja.
Counter press.
So
you wouldn't get it because your manager doesn't do any of this. So.
Bro, check,
if your manager doesn't do it. If your manager doesn't do it, auta isoma kwa articles. So we unafikiri EXG, by the way, ni new term.
Finish him.
Ni sawa, bro.
But yeah,
so game yetu ya Liverpool.
Nimeiona, bro.
Eh, ameanza ku implement hizo formations, but
you are cup game.
City
I think it's unfair to think that Real Madrid are the underdogs. First of all, they're the biggest club in the world.
Yeah.
Sawa. Si mambo ya sales na bottles na shin pads United store. Sawa. No, I'm talking about like actual stature.
Sawa. The last time I played a bro lilikuwa
bro, just calm down. Stop getting agitated, bro. It's just a discussion. I don't understand why you're getting agitated, bro. So, they're the biggest club in the world, okay? And now they have a variety of different threats. It's not the same team that the Man City faced last season?
Last season.
Now they have the big aspect of Belly goal. Jude Bellingham.
Mm.
And Diaz.
Changes. Diaz. Brahim Superstar. Diaz. Yes, Brahim Diaz. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar. Man City reject. That is good. Man City reject. No, Milan reject.
Milan
reject.
Yeah.
But Milan ali try.
Wasn't he at Man City, bro?
It was Matt. It feels like actually in Man City. Point. Milan ali shine. It's Milan ali shine.
Yeah, that's why they
signed him. Yeah, no man can come.
Brahim Diaz. Feels
I think he's a Man City reject. Yeah. If I'm not wrong. Anyway,
Sancho.
Yeah.
He's a Sancho vibe.
So I just think between now and then, yes, now they have injuries. And Leona Chouameni ali cheza Gemiao ya Musho ali cheza centre back.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But then I just think, by the time they bring some of the players back, Rudiger, Militao, Takosawa.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be good, man.
But their Courtois is coming back after the international break, and so is Militao. I think that's a big
I think it'll
boost.
Be good, man. It'll be good, bro.
It's a proper test, but I still think for me, my City will come out on top.
For real?
Yeah.
This is not the
rooting,
same
I'm
city.
Rooting for Madrid. I told you. Steven Zoom is telling you.
I'm rooting for Real.
If you are to go and meet Madrid.
Vinicius has to get comfortable in Saliba's pocket, bro.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
What? Say less.
Anyway. He'll have to find space because Belly goal will be on one side. Rodrigo might be on Gabriel's pocket. So yeah,
we'll see. The other fixtures are
Champions League fixtures. That's what they are. PSG Barca. That's a Champions League quarterfinal. Give it the rest. That's Mbappe.
PSG will comfortably win. So my idea. Ndomana, I had to prioritize these two.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Okay. I think the hardest one would be the semis. Whoever wins between the two meeting Atletico Madrid.
Because I don't think Xavi can beat Luis Enrique.
What's different now about PSG, right? Is that they have Mbappe, they don't have the
They don't depend on Mbappe.
No, they don't. I mean, Mbappe, first of all, is the focal point. Of course, they depend on him to some extent. But yeah. I want to hear those extra sideshows, Neymar, Messi. Mm.
Yeah.
Now you have guys
a team.
Like,
Zaire, right now.
Zaire Emery, for example, is tracking back.
Yeah.
You have that Barcola guy.
What?
Barcola, the left winger. Jamali Mpatia Lacazette 17 assists last season. Lacazette had 25 goals.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, they signed him. Mm. So, like, they have these players who are willing runners. They have things to prove. Sikama, Neymar, Messi. You guys.
Dembele, amefunga bao moja this season.
Only.
Osman.
Hey, that is mid, bro.
Antony Wakosimu was up. But also, man.
Yeah, by the way, Antony
Wakosimu was up. By the way, Antony is better. Konambili.
Konambili. Another weak foot.
Bro, ni mguu ya right. Hiyo mguu ya kuamka hiyo.
Hiyo
mguu ya kuamka
hiyo. Hiyo kuamka hiyo.
Mekubamba hiyo leo.
I'm telling you, I must be proud.
Hiyo imefanya tupata na Covent.
Na ni kwa sababu ni Anthony.
But yeah,
against Klopp, but
Barcelona, if you watch, I don't know if you watch Barcelona versus Atletico Madrid over the weekend.
Really?
I didn't see that coming. Got me thinking twice about Barcelona, to be honest.
Got me thinking twice about Atletico. Maybe
Atletico versus Inter. You can't compare that game versus Barca. There's a way I Atletico wali jitume game. Yeah, yeah. Why it was so high.
No, I think Champions League.
But Diego Simeone akona record ya yeye na Mourinho. Yeye Mourinho na Pep.
Mm.
They've been beaten only 5 games at home. UCL.
Oh, in the Champions League.
Oh, okay.
Champions
like throughout their career. Games.
Yeah.
Bam.
Five games.
But yeah, na jitoka sababu yao wili because he has never won it.
But Wanda Metropolitano ni si ati ni just a walker.
Yeah, he needs to win the Champions
League. Anyway, it doesn't matter to us. We'll meet them in the final.
Yeah, whoever it is.
As we wrap it up, because videographer may say, to wrap it up, Diogo.
That's honest.
Signing of the season.
Declan Rice.
Uh-huh.
Easy busy, Declan, man.
Yeah. I DPM intend on a Declan.
Hey, I mean, and then
I... Okay. Fuck off, bro.
Mini hater Arsenal, but
he's done really well, but he's moved them from 11th from 12th to 11th.
Yeah,
the guy is
now they're 10.
Do I give a shit how old he is? He's a professional player. He's paid a salary.
He has 26 goals and assists, bro.
Goals and assists against who? Coventry and
bro, Chelsea on a striker. Chelsea.
So okay, Nicholas Jackson.
Oh, see, as in
impact.
He has more goals than Hoyland.
Impact is about nini? What's the impact?
Maybe by team.
To 10th.
Palma angekuwa.
So angekuwa what? 15th?
I think.
Exactly.
I think I just want to remind guys what Karim Benzema said. So, that this generation of footballers, especially these 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds.
Wow. Yo.
Yeah.
What? Security. To call.
Sorry, 20, am I?
Wow. Anyway.
All right, 21 maybe. Yeah. 21. Max. They're obsessed. When angalia games na live score.
See? Angalia. Oh, no, no, go.
Guys. Stop touching me, man.
See? Cold Palma, bro.
Benzema said the problem with these this Palma. Generation of fans, when angalia game na stats, they don't see the impact someone can have on a team, for example, like Declan Rice. What they want to assist, but they won't see the crazy pass maybe before the assist, the pre-assist, for example.
Yeah. Napa duna ni Rudisha. Anthony.
Bro, Cole.
Okay, shut up.
Bro, Cole.
Nah, listen, Cole Palmer's up there. I'm not going to lie.
He's in the big games. He's
among
the best.
No, he is among
the best. I think
for me, he's top three signings of the summer.
Player of the year.
In the world.
Young player of the year. I would give it to him.
Unless Saka wins the Premier League. If Saka wins the Premier League, it's going to Saka.
But Saka since at a beba.
Hey, come on, Saka. Actually, a baby.
My guy, mini mse wa Manu.
A baby, and a beba.
Mi najua prediction yake ya Manu ilikuwa ku challenge for the league at the beginning of the season.
That's what he said.
Now look where they are.
That's what he said.
I'm sure. He just has that aura. Delusion.
I mean, sin watu wa
Manu.
Bro, tu support team yetu, tuadu nini.
It's true. It's true. You're right. You can wrap it up, I guess.
But anyway, acha ni kilim guenye Anton elfunga nayo tukimalizia.
Shout out, man.
Bro.
Ngoja, unasemanga nini na kibrazil?
Yo Gabonito.
Eh.
Yeah.
To you, Anthony. Back to you.
Bro, sijali, bro. Kesi yake itapita, atafelio case.
By the way, shout out to all the Liverpool fans out there. Prisoner moja kwa baby, shout out.
Atakuwa sawa hapo na Dani
Alves ni captain.
Yeah. Na bado atachezesha.
I hope hakuna fans wengine hapa hivi walive.
Ah,
no, tuko sawa.
By the way, how old is he? watu wa Liverpool wako wazee sana. Liverpool fans are hella old.
Look at Eric.
Hata angalia Eric. By the way. Nywele imemponyoka. That guy is old. How old is he?
Old.
40.
Okay. All right. So, thank you so much.
Anyway, you can tag yourselves via socials or get happy nini.
We tag ourselves. Utanipatia password.
Hey, yo.
Oh, mention my handles. Yeah. Okay, so where you can find me. Yeah, at Zuhum Omar, Zuhum Omar, both on Twitter and on Instagram. And you can also find me on 12TV. That's on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter as well. You'll see our videos there. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you there. And thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. You can find us at Football Digest KE everywhere, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. My personal handle is at Nyash, AASS.
Sit Pate Zoza podcast. The next, tumekuwa Football Digest.
Yep.
Want TV very soon. Wake up very soon.
Yep.
Good stuff.
It's a wrap.
Aya, when you put miguza right.
Nitaftia jacket.
Kidogo tu.
Nasikia baridi sana huku juu.
Naomba nijitoe kidogo tu yani.
Jitoe kidogo. Top of the table conversation.
Chivia.
Cook that back.
Cook here. I didn't pick up my. Just watch.